estamos estampillas.
We interrupt this program for an important bulletin.
Watch this!
Show. Ooh la la.
Hello and welcome to today's installment of Buster's Charity Show. I'm Buster and you're most welcome. Our featured artist for today is Whitney Steele. We'll be telling you a little bit more about Whitney as we go along through the show.
This is Mick from Gidget's Gaga.
This is Jimmy Crockett.
This is Suzanne Carlson.
And they're all listening to Buster's Charity Show at myspace.com/charitypodcast. Chosen charity is the Olé Foundation, which was founded in 1983. It's a national independent non-profit organisation that provides information and psychosocial support to consumers of home, parental and eternal nutrition, helping them live fuller, richer lives. To find out more about the Olé Foundation, go to oley.org. That's oley.org.
You're listening to Buster's Charity Show. Clean music has been specially written for good causes and charities worldwide. If you enjoy the music, please support these good causes. Buster's Charity Show, where music is making the world of a difference.
Put these shows together, I don't exactly just put the songs on. I listen to every single word that's being sung. I have to make sure, because I can put these on to size and say they're not explicit if they are, and put explicit if they're not. But what I can say to you is the words in these songs are absolutely beautiful. Whitney Steele started out with a rock star name and a dream to match. This Arizona native knew from an early age that she was put on this earth to sing, and everyone around her knew it too. Growing up, Whitney could always be found entertaining before a live audience in the latest musical, and eventually moved on to singing the national anthem on televised football games. This was only the beginning of a dream for Whitney. Hollywood kept calling.
remember who you are. Maybe then they'll think you're someone special. Oh, because you just don't think you are. When the lights touch your face, you feel the whole embrace. Maybe then you'll smile, but that won't be for a while. Change your look, sculpt your shape, lie about dream, play the part. Maybe then they'll know your name. So you wanna be a movie star, but you can't remember who you are. Maybe then they'll think you're someone special. Whoa, because you just don't think you are. When the lights touch your face, you feel a whole embrace. Maybe then you'll smile, but that won't be for a while. Why don't you try to live in your own skin? It might be the best run that you're ever in. Maybe then you think you're someone special. Because you just don't think you are. When the lights touch your face, you feel the world's embrace. Maybe then you'll smile.
It was just after high school, Whitney loaded up her Jeep and set off to fulfill her destiny. She was soon singing backup for many different artists and lending her voice to sing on movie trailers and movies to pay the bills. Though she loved every minute of having the opportunity to work on these diverse projects, Whitney had a voice of her own and felt she needed to use it. Whitney met up with singer-songwriter Scott Miller, and the pieces started falling together. The pair began writing and recording at the Hit House, and soon after, Whitney was chosen to be the first artist as part of Westlake Recording Studios' Artist Development Program, where the two of them recorded four more songs. To find out more about Whitney, please go to www.whitneysteel.com or go to myspace.com/Whitney Steel. Or to buy any of the music, go to cdbaby.com/CD/Whitney Steel.
This is Mick from Gidget's Gaga.
This is Jimmy Crockett.
This is Suzanne Carlson.
And they're all listening to Buster's Charity Show at myspace.com/charitypodcast.
Said we're always running through my head,
but I'd still but now belongs to someone new. Is my destiny to be alone? Is Cupid's arrow like a stone that missed me the way that I miss you? All the things I should have said were always running through my
music was put on several different websites to discover the reaction she would obtain from the public, with over 9,000 hits.
Ooh!
In the first 3 months, Whitney held the number one, number two, and number three spots on the charts with the songs she had just recorded. With no plan of stopping anytime soon, Whitney is extremely passionate about her music and will carry on sharing her gift as she feels she was put on this earth to do. To buy her music, go to cdbaby.com/CD/Whitney Steele. To find out more about Whitney Steele, go to www.whitneysteele.com or go to myspace.com/Whitney Steele. Can I just take this opportunity to thank you for listening, and let's hope you come back next time and listen to some more.
This is Mick from Gidget's Gaga.
This is Jimmy Crockett.
This is Suzanne Carlson.
And they're all listening to Buster's Charity Show at myspace.com/charitypodcast.
Please let me know. I think it's time.
listening to Buster's Charity Show, playing music that's been specially written for good causes and charities worldwide. If you enjoy the music, please support these good causes. Buster's Charity Show, where music is making the world a difference.